Hey book people, welcome to Books with Abna. So this podcast is a fun podcast that highlights Black and African literary culture. So far, we've been running for a year and a half, I'm happy to say. And in that time period, a year and a half, we've been able to record and produce 36 different episodes, which has featured in-depth discussions and interviews on reading, writing, and publishing on the continent and in the diaspora with authors, publishers, and book influencers. We took a break 5 weeks ago to evaluate the podcast performance and to plan out our future programs. Firstly, I would like to say a big thank you to every one of our listeners. I am sincerely grateful for your dedication and commitment to this show. I am just so impressed every time I look at our numbers and how far we are going. I would also like to thank the GCR team for their support of this show. Your doors are always opened and you have demonstrated a strong desire to see that this particular podcast, even when it started as a concept or idea, like, it's just come to life. And I'm very grateful to the GCR team, to my amazing team, my producer Oreku Jeffrey. He's a producer and a friend. I want to say thank you, Frank and Caleb. I mean, just as Oreku would say, thank you for allowing me to use your brains. You people are just so amazing. And I'm really, really grateful that our path crossed on this very podcast. Today's episode is a bit up close and personal. It is a way of connecting with everyone. Let's just say, today, I am not hiding behind my book. This episode will be an account of my life lately. And I would like to start with a few months ago. In December of last year and January of this year, my mother fell ill. And I have to admit that going to the hospital and living every day was the most difficult period of my life. Now, looking back today, I cannot understand how I went through that moment. And I'm happy that she's fully recovered now and she's gone back to her old self. She's returned to her normal self, and that makes me very, very, very happy. I'm relieved as well. I think that's the word I'd like to use. I'm very, very relieved. In that same month, that's January of this year, we lost a member of the family, and I got into a space of taking care of my best friend and making sure that she's okay. No one really gets over grief, nobody. And we buried him last month, and I guess I'd like to say that it gets better with time, I guess. I'm not too sure. But grieving is messy, is muddy. I just think that time will heal everything. So let's see how it goes. These are the two most difficult part of my life earlier this year and late last year. It was so difficult going through, and that also pushed me into the break of having to stop, take care of family, take care of things, take care of all the other things that were demanding my time and attention. I just could not find the time and energy. I lost my mojo, and I just could not see myself being this happy person to come and record or even plan an episode for the podcast. So everything is better now, I guess. I'm saying this now because my mother is better. And yeah, I'm sure with the aspect of grief, it will take some time. So yeah. And what is funny is that The next thing I'd like to talk about is my job and my career. Some way, somehow, in the midst of all of this, I got a remote job as a communications lead. Now, I have been talking about getting a remote job for quite some time. It's been something that has been on my mind for some time now. So when I saw the opportunity, I quickly jumped. And why didn't you tell me? Like, you people should have told me that remote jobs are hard though. They are just so hard, from the unreasonable meeting times, trying to meet deadlines, finding work-life balance, taking breaks. Like, yo, remote jobs are harder than 9-to-5. I won't lie to you. Because I have a regular 9-to-5. And I was already struggling with finding work-life balance. Now, the struggle is intense. It's double of struggle, or it's double the struggle I have to go through, because now I have to find time to take breaks and stops. You people should have told me, ha, remote jobs are hard. I feel like I'm already giving up on something that I have not even started yet. These days, I just get home and go straight to bed. Like, it's just automatic. My friends will call me and I'm asleep. I'm just sleeping. That's my default mode these days. Sleeping is my new normal. And yeah, so in terms of career and my job, that's what is happening in my life lately. And when it comes to church, okay, so the people who know me know that I am a church girlie. And when it comes to church, I joined the media team at church. Funny thing is, I've always been part of the media team, but I've not been fully dedicated to learning and being part of the entire process. But earlier this year, I joined full-time, and it's been a great experience learning everything about sound, light and projection. I think that this is really one of those experiences that I would like to learn and have. So yes, I am actually enjoying the experience, and I even made a big girl purchase for my podcast. I bought a mixer for the podcast, and I'm learning how to use all these things, learning how to like control these things and everything. So yeah, that's about it for that. What else is happening in my life lately? Like, I'm just thinking about it, like, what's new in my life? Oh yeah, and I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the podcast. I'm currently reading How to End a Love Story by Yulin Kwang. I don't want to murder the name, but I think I got the name right. Yulin Kwang. It's a slow burn, enemies to lovers trope. I think that's the trope. Yeah, I think so. Now, I saw this on Crazy Book Lady Story and I quickly downloaded it. Shout out to the Crazy Book Lady, because her recommendations are always on point. She never misses. They are always on point. So when I saw her recommendation, I quickly downloaded it, and I'm listening to it currently on Libro FM. Shout out to Libro FM for adding me to their influencer program. I would not have made my first quarter reading goal without audiobooks. I won't lie to you. Because for the months of January, February, and March, I have read 21 books. And funny enough, this is the same number of books I read this time last year. So by the 3 months, I was at the 21 mark. And the plan is to read 60 books this year, and I think I might go beyond that and read 75. The plan was the same thing last year, to read 60 books, and I read 72. So I'm hoping to just add 3 more. According to Storygraph, I'm 6 books ahead of schedule. So yeah, maybe this is this is going well, I guess. My reading is going well. Just that I've experienced two major reading slumps. But hey, that's not new here. That's something we all go through, right? And yeah, that's it for my reading. So I've spoken about my family, spoken about my job, and I just spoke about my reading. Yeah, maybe I should speak about my writing. So I'm a writer sometimes, not all the times, just sometimes. And last year, I was commissioned to write two nonfiction pieces. I have worked on my final edits and submitted them and waiting for publication. It's my prayer, very, very deep within my heart, that all the magazines who commissioned me to write get the fund to publish the magazines. Yes, it's one of my biggest prayer right now. It's my prayer. And currently, I'm working on two poems. Not two, maybe a couple of poems. And two short stories. I think that's what I'm sure of. And I'm hoping to finish this by the middle of the year and submit them for publication. Let's see. I'm not too sure. Yeah, that's it. So, I've spoken about my family, spoken about my job, spoken about what I'm reading, and I just spoke about writing. Is there anything I've left out? I don't think so. I think that's about it for my life lately. That's about it for life in recent times. A few things that I would like us to note is that there are two series on this podcast that I would like to remain a constant, or I would like to continue, which is book clubs in Ghana and self-publishing. So I'd like to say that if you're a book club here in Ghana, do not hesitate to reach us. If you're a self-published author, or if you're into self-publishing, do not hesitate to send us an email or a DM. Like, we are one message away. And we would love, love, love to host self-published authors and book clubs here in Ghana on the podcast. So, if you are one of these, our email is bookswithabna@gmail.com. It is literally the name of the podcast @gmail.com. You can also find us on IG. We are not hard to find. It is bookswithabna. Send us a DM and we'll get back to you, I guess. Books with Abna is released Friday bi-weekly. So that means we come your way twice every month on Friday. Thank you guys. This is about it for my life lately. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate all of this. Bye. Abra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra-bra